If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down and first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid down the foundation and is not able to finish, all will see it begin to mock him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish."
Time gets away from you. Don't take long, you look back and you wonder where all the time has gone. Samara, Wendy and I have been married 29 years. I joke a lot and shut up with her. Tell her she's the luckiest woman in the world. I said, 29 years ago tomorrow, you were so happy, you've been happy every day since. She really is, y'all. Been some good days, been some bad days. Been up and down. Frustration is, what do you call it, frustration? Frustration is something. That's hard to believe. If you ever get frustrated with me, it's been frustration. But where does time go? Where does time go? I remember very well 29 years ago. Atwood, and me and a preacher fixing to walk out, and he said, "Baby, are you sure you're going to do this?" I said, "No, I ain't sure at all." He said, "Don't do it then." I said, "It's too late, let's do it." He said, "No, it ain't too late." And I was kidding with him, he didn't know it. And I said, "This is still good old with." Life changes, time gets away from it. When I was in the Army, they had a cadence that they would call off that marching down the road, and they would say, your mom was home when you left, and that's when your left foot hit the ground, and you would say, "You're right. Your dad was home when you left, and that's the reason you left," and you'd say, "You're right," and your right foot hit the ground. And they come down to your girl was home when you left, and I just never could say that. I don't want to talk bad about Wendy. So I never would call the cadence when it got to your woman was home when you left, and that's the reason you left, and you'd say, "You're right." So I would skip that. So I just felt bad. I missed her. I missed her real bad when I was in the Army. I didn't want to be gone. Funny how you grow closer over the years. Jacob read for us just a minute ago a passage, and every time I read this, and I run across it this week again, it made me think about it. Every time I run across that passage he just read for us, it goes to putting priorities in order and in place. Look at the very first verse there. If any man come to me and hate not his father, his mother, his wife, his children, his brothers, and sisters, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And whenever I'm studying or reading and I run across that, I think, you know, that's hard. That's hard. To say, if I don't put hate all of this, I can't be a disciple. It makes me think of that cadence when we was in the Army. But it was list everything was the reason you left home, and that wasn't so, Nick, for that. I was missing. It's funny how we hold on to so many things. I love my wife. I love you. I love my children. I love my grandchildren. I love a lot of things about this life. And Jesus here is telling us we have to put our priorities in the right order is what he's talking about. We got to make sure that we put God first in our life and that we're concerned about our relationship with him. And when we get ourselves concerned about our relationship with God, then everything else is going to fall exactly where it needs to be. And I had a difficult time of that 29 years ago. But when you get your priorities where they need to be, life's going to be happier. Your relationship's going to grow with God and whomever else that you're talking about. So if we'll put God first, we're going to treat everyone else just exactly like we should. I know you're sleeping. We're fixing things. So my question is, what are you putting first in your life? Are you putting God first? If not, we're going to encourage you to come follow.